Dr. Kevin Adams, thank you so much for joining us. Help us understand how you are playing out the complexities around transgender surgery in South Africa and how many people who would like your services are actually able to find you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. It's a very good question. And I think the one thing that which actually we touched on in one of our meetings last night is that a lot of people's anxiety around the whole gender question is because we all like the sort of binary space that's familiar to us. And I think we kind of approach it from the wrong direction. Whereas what is much more useful is to approach it as a transgender individual or a non-binary person is just another human being. But they have different challenges in their life to people who are cisgender. And what we are realizing, as you were pointing out just now, is that transgender people are becoming much more prominent in society. And because of that, people are now realizing that they may be transgendered. So the number of people trying to access health services and access to gender affirming care is increasing exponentially.
Good.
And as a result of that, I have far more patients coming to see me privately, but more than that, the waiting list at Frederskeer is also growing exponentially. And in fact, I saw a new patient yesterday.
Yes.
Who I had to explain to that they're going to be waiting about 25 years before they can have their operation.
Huh? Why?
It's quite simple. Demand for service and, access and the ability to service that demand.
Dr. Adams, how many of you are there that are in the plastic and reconstructive surgery that might specialize in transgender or in gender affirming surgeries? Is this in the hundreds? Is it in the thousands?
You're speaking to it.
No way.
So I'm the only person in South Africa, probably on the continent, that I know of that does the genital surgery. But much of the what's referred to as top surgery or the breast surgery can be done by general surgeons and other plastic surgeons.
This is crazy.
But and you know it is exactly that, because so to put that in context, at Frederskeer, we have patients that need cancer surgery. We have patients that need burn surgery, accidents, trauma, all of those kind of things that we saw much less of during the lockdown with COVID. And that demand never goes away. So at Frederskeer, the issue is more about the fact that we can only do four lists a year. And at the moment, we have a waiting list of over 300 people.
Doctor, so one of the things that we spoke about a little earlier, for example, with FINA Sports and the like, and now we're speaking to Westerford, which is a more inclusive school, is that, you know, children are able to identify who it is that they are much earlier. The law and medicine, I'm wondering if they agree. So, for example, if FINA is saying you can only compete as a transgender woman, as a woman in the women's category, if you transition before the age of 12, one, is it medically a wise idea to do this before adolescence? In other words, you know, don't let your balls drop and then now you have to now work to get your voice back up to a, you know, to sounding more effeminate. You know what I mean? And also in many respects, I wonder if you can help me understand, because it feels as though before adolescence, we're pretty much of the muchness, girls and boys.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I have my own personal problems with the FINA decision, but they've made the decision that they have. And my only explanation for that is that, they are coming from a very one-sided view of the world in much the same way that Roe v. Wade has been addressed in the States. So to answer your question, yes, it can be done. So if we broaden the scope of the question a little bit, we've been dealing with DSD, or what most people would understand as intersex people, for a very long time.
Okay.
And the historical trend was to try and do the gender correcting, and that's the wrong terminology, but I think it's the easiest way to get the message across, the gender correcting surgery early on.
Yes.
Whilst the child was under 5 years old. Now, the trend is very much moving towards not doing that surgery too early, because as you quite rightly pointed out just now, we're not sure what the gender of that individual is going to be.
Yes.
At a later stage in life. And I have had to deal with some patients who have had the wrong call made by their doctors.
Yeah.
And then to try and reconstruct what has been taken away is nigh on impossible.
Dr. Adams, I want to ask, you know, what rights, sorry, we are out of time, but my final question is, if I am under 12, what rights do I have to do that without having to ask permission of my parents? Or do I need permission of my parents? Or is there some sign off at 16 years old? Or is the legal framework allowable?
So we operate on children every day, but that is with parental or legal guardian consent.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
And that is the right way to do it. So your parents should be the people that are the most likely to know who you are and to look out for your interests. Okay. So one of the problems that we have is where parents of transgender individuals are being ostracized because the medical fraternity feels that they're making the wrong call.
Yeah.
Fashion's place.
Yeah.
So, yes, it can be done. But to go back to what you were saying about FINA and all those kind of things.
Yes.
The issue is one about the overall health of the individual. So if we start modifying hormones before the age of 12, yes, you do, have the benefit of not developing the secondary, sexual characteristics. So, beard in men the deep voice and those kind of things. So,
okay.
But you also need to consider the skeletal development of that child. And so it is an area which is very hazy, but it does need to be gone into on a multidisciplinary level. So we have social workers that get involved. We have psychologists and psychiatrists that interact with the family and the child. And it is not a decision that is made lightly, so that we make the right decision for that individual.
Doctor, I have to cut you off. I'm so sorry. I know how important this conversation is, but I'm getting daggers from my technical team because I'm eating into news. But this is critical. Hopefully we can invite you back and continue the conversation again.
Fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kevin Adams. I apologize, guys. Plastic and reconstructive surgeon, the only of his kind who is a specialist in gender affirming surgery. Thank you.